Happy holidays to you.
Christmas Day 2007. Merry Christmas, everyone, from the Jerry Pippin Show.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on day. He'll come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from a high place, fill the stocking by the fireplace, so you have a yule that's good. Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you ever you that's good, ever you that's good. Yeah,
that was Louis Armstrong, and a little different opening for a Christmas special. Today, on our Christmas special, we'll take a look back at radio, the golden years, with a couple of programs, one from a dramatic show called Grand Central Station, called Miracle on Christmas, and before that, we're going to have a little bit of Amos and Andy. Remember Charles Carell and Freeman Gosden, the original Amos and Andy on radio? Well, if you're too young to remember them, you're in for a treat. Here it is.
Oh, boy, have I got a present for some G.I. guy. I've got Lena Horn all wrapped up, and I'm going to deliver her to some lonesome PFC overseas. Will he be surprised?
It's the night before Christmas. The whole camp's asleep. Then up comes Santa Claus, jiving in on his Jeep. But wait, it's not as quiet as it would seem. Awake in his tent is PFC Eddie Green.
Oh, man, it's Christmas. Not even a fireplace in this shelter half. Oh, well, I hang my stocking on the tent pole. Maybe somebody dropped about 50 points in it. Yeah, I remember when my mother put an orange in my stocking. For a whole week, I walked with a squish. You know, maybe if I really believed in Santa Claus, I'd get that bicycle what I want with the saddle seat. Well, I something done. Now, that's either sleigh bells or the cook is banging them Spam cans again.
Hello, hello, hello. Merry Christmas, Private Santa, Eddie.
Well, what you know? It's Santa Claus. How was your trip from the North Pole, sir?
Oh, just fine. Had a little sled trouble.
No, huh?
Yeah, one of my front deer went flat.
Oh,
God. Now, what would you like for Christmas?
Well, just what every soldier would like, set right down on his lap.
And what would every soldier like, set right down on his lap?
Something round and fluffy and kind of curved down there, you know. And something very sweet.
You know? You mean?
Yeah, angel food cake.
Well, my boy, I brought you something that you like.
That's nice.
This is your package.
Now, that is good. Some package, yeah. And so nicely wrapped.
Now, you mustn't open it until Christmas morning.
No.
No.
That's mean I can't even loosen the wrappings.
No. If you do, I'll come back and get it.
You will.
Well, so long. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, all gone. That's a swell looking bundle, I tell you. I wonder if it is cookies. No, it ain't cookies. Big enough to be a bicycle, I guess. That could be the round fenders there. I guess I open it. Great, look over here. It's a Lena Horn mama's doll, ain't that nice? Yeah, it'd be good if when I squeeze it, it say mama.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, that's good enough.
Eddie, put your arms around me.
Yeah.
Hold me tight. Mm. And kiss me.
This is a talking doll with ideas. Yeah.
Come on, kiss me.
This is a persistent doll, too. Okay, now. Man, what they can do with sawdust nowadays, huh?
Eddie, now, I'm not a doll. I'm really Lena Horn.
Lena Horn? No, I can't believe that. No, Santa Claus dropping Lena Horn right in my lap?
Now, isn't this just the nicest Christmas you ever had?
No, last year we had a tree.
Eddie, please, I don't think you quite realize that I'm here with you and all alone.
Yeah, it's a little hard to believe. You see, this sort of thing usually don't happen to nobody lower than a corporal, you know.
But it really has, Eddie. This is Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm your present. What more could you want?
A bicycle with a saddle seat on it.
Huh. Christmas is the time for love.
Hey, what's going on here? So you opened the package, Eddie?
Well, yes, sir, but I'm sorry, Mr. Santa Claus.
Well, I told you not to open the package till Christmas. I'm taking them doll back to the North Pole.
Oh, wait, but Santa Claus, that ain't no real doll. See, it puts its arm around you and kisses you.
Puts its arms around you and kisses you?
That's what I said, yeah. Well, Santa Claus, look. Will you be bringing me something nice again next Christmas?
Well, if this doll does what you say, I may never leave the North Pole again. Merry Christmas!
From the golden age of radio, Amos and Andy, while we're playing old-time radio shows, let's go back to 2001 and my Christmas Eve show.
Tonight, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus, yes, Santa Claus, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Holidays, 1490, KBIX. Well, you know, that Santa Claus coming to town thing always had a great memory for me over these years. I have three sisters. We all grew up here in Muskogee. Marlene McLemore, Beverly Robertson, and also Marilyn James, who now lives in Grand Prairie and has lived there for some time. In fact, Marilyn was up a couple of days ago, and she'll be back on Christmas Eve just before it starts snowing, I think. I think she's timed that just right. But Beverly is who I'm going to talk about right now. Actually, I'm not going to do this. I found a tape of my mother talking about how I dealt with Santa Claus and how Beverly dealt with Santa Claus. I think you might find it interesting.
And I want to tell you about the times when we were, when Virgil went to service, when the Santa Claus would come. Oh, that was so cute. Beverly was scared of Santa Claus. We'd go downtown, we'd see Santa Claus, and she was scared to death of him, and she'd want to run. She'd just turn loose my hand, and she'd start running and get away. She didn't want to see Santa Claus. And Jared always wanted to go sit in his lap, want to talk to him and all these things, you know. So we would, one time J.W. said, well, I'm coming over there, and I'm going to get Beverly so she won't be scared of Santa Claus. And he had Santa Claus suit on, and he's going to play Santa Claus. So he came in, and Beverly went under the bed, and she wouldn't come out. I'm telling you, she stayed under there, and we bagged and bagged, and we caught a hold of her, and she screamed, no, and she would not come out. So then the next night or two, Mr. Cole from the next door, he came over, and he said, I want to come over tomorrow night. I'm going to wear my face. I want to be Santa Claus. I said, well, oh, it's okay. So he came over and he knocked on the door, and he had his face on like Santa Claus, you know. And he said, ho, 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 and Beverly heard that. She went in the closet and closed the door. She wouldn't come out. She didn't want to see him. And generally what Jerry did, Beverly would do. But that time, Jerry liked Santa Claus pretty good, and he wasn't that afraid. But not Beverly. She did not want no part of seeing Santa Claus. And Jerry would say, he just won't bring you nothing if you don't like him. You have to talk to him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him. I don't want Santa Claus. And anyway, we had fun at Christmas thinking about Santa Claus. And when Santa Claus would come and they'd get all the toys, and they always got a whole lot of stuff, well, they would say, "This you can play with this. I play with this." And they'd say, we'll put this up. And Jerry would say, I'll put this up. Oh, what this would be now. And we'd say, why? And he'd say, play with that when Daddy comes home. And he was the only one who seemed to understand it. Oh, there she comes home. Can she get it?
And that's back in the war. And I do remember my dad coming home right after Christmas in 1945. In his uniform, he'd been in the Pacific. He said he entered the United States, came underneath the Golden Gate Bridge Christmas Day morning. That had to be a happy time. Well, this will be the first Christmas that my dad and mom will be together since 1988 when he passed away on Christmas morning. People have always asked me why Beverly was afraid of Santa Claus. I think it's because of his beard.
I want to meet Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. I want to meet Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. I want to see Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. He wants to meet old Santa Claus.
You're not Santa Claus, you're really not
real, real Santa. He's helping Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. He's just helping Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. He's just helping Santa Claus. He's just helping Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. He's just helping Santa Claus, a real, real Santa.
In case you're wondering who J.W. was, that's my cousin who lives down in Texas. Christmas, time for a Christmas kiss. Gather around, folks. Merry Christmas. Let's play this selection by Jimmy Boyd. I think he was 12 years old when he recorded this.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Crawford, his family, and everyone at UFOTV.com would like to take this opportunity to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Holiday greetings to you from everyone at UFOTV.com.
Happy Holidays.
Our finest gifts we bring.
Things we have in common about Christmas, all of us. Christmas is full of dreams. Dreams of wonderful times with family and friends. A musical Christmas card to you from the Jerry Pepin Show. This is Roger Williams. Thank you.